Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I could get down with this. I get down with this a little bit. Joe Spadoni on the board, producer Kyle back there. The gang is here, minus Matt Steinmetz. Hopefully Steiny's having a good start to
my
his
man.
Vacation. Yep, Butcher Boy's in for Steiny.
I don't give a damn about our damn Drake night.
Yeah, me either. Me
that
either.
Great.
As we're talking Giants here.
Hoop tonight.
You said you'd get down with this. You're Billboard Bonte. Yeah, who's on the top of the charts? That's who I like.
Bonte.
No, hey, I got hitters. I got sleepers. UGK, A-Ball, and MJG. You ever hear of those guys? You ever hear of those guys? You ever hear of Killer Tay? Of Killer Tay, Mr. Mafioso? You ever hear of that one? I mean, come on, man. Really? Ludi Colleone? You ever hear of him? Hush, Shasky?
Where are they from?
What? Ludi Colleone?
The Doja album? Are you killing? Are you kidding
me? Are you serious?
Are you serious?
100%.
Is Mike Ostrinski serious? Hey, hold on. Let's get to Carl for a second, because culture is a good conversation. And culture is something that, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm jaded. Maybe I'm jaded by going to so many games and going into the locker room and hearing players say, yeah, culture's great, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm trying to spit some games.
You can have a losing culture. Ask the Cleveland Browns. The Orioles, you mentioned.
The culture could be really, really bad. But a winning culture, when everything's feeling good, yeah, because you got to win games. And if the Giants don't win games, the culture's going to be whatever. The culture's going to be a culture. Like, nobody really believes in that. Nobody really believes in that. But I like where your head's at. I get what you're saying. You want to lay the foundation. You want to lay the foundation with young players so that they could get up and feel good and have some confidence. I get all that. But culture?
Did the Giants have culture when they won the three World Series? When random guys
because
were coming
they won
in
games.
And competing?
Yeah. Because they won games.
They go hand
yes,
in hand.
They, did,
they go hand in hand.
There
they
you
go.
Go
hand in
they
hand.
Won games.
Like, look, you're talking about great players. Mike Trout is one of the greatest players in the history of baseball has ever seen. Okay, they've got tons of great players. They have terrible culture. That's why they fired Socha and they tried to bring
How
in
we
Matt.
Know that?
He's a culture guy. Because I watch baseball.
Matt,
and
you ruined
the
culture in Chicago.
Talent.
How was the culture for Joe Madden in Chicago by the end of his tenure with the Cubs? They were still competing for division championships and wild cards, but what did they say about the culture? Well, the culture's a little off here, right?
But in its prime, that culture got you a World Series victory, B.
Thank you.
And it should have got more. They should have got a couple more.
It sounds like front running to me. Oh, the culture's great because we're winning World Series. Well, can the culture be great when you're 500? Can the culture be great when you're in contention? Can the culture be great when you're losing games? That's all I'm asking. Nobody talks about culture when you're losing. It always comes up when you're winning.
Yeah,
that's why I don't
really. Well, you should. Well, this is how I look at that, fellas. You shouldn't buy furniture. You shouldn't be furniture shopping if you don't have a house. And that's what this is. You get where I'm going. You get the house first, then you go. There's Kyle looking at me. Then you go get the furniture. You don't go get the furniture, and then we don't got the house. So Bonte, I say you don't get the culture until you get the guys that you believe you can win with. But still, that ain't culture, Jack. You gotta win, and then you have your culture when you keep winning. But you gotta go get the horses first, put in the stable, then you talk about culture.
Well, and
Do they have those horses?
Yeah.
Do they have those horses right now? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, they're coming up. They don't.
They're coming up.
Right. They're coming up.
They're coming up. They're not here yet, but they're coming up. And you're slowly establishing it. It's the chicken and the egg scenario. What came first? Like, they come together at the exact same time. That's what ends up happening in these things. Next thing you know, like, the Astros had no winning culture. They were losing.
They were the last rows. Remember that?
Exactly. All their great players came up simultaneously, and boom, everything changed for them.
We know what that culture is all about in Houston now, right?
It's a cheaty culture.
We know what that Houston's all about.
Yeah, but they got great players.
We know what it's all about here. Look, and I get it. The Giants, there's a lot of excitement about their farm system. And again, I'm going to play devil's advocate here because we've been in San Francisco a long time. Shasky, you're a diehard Giants fan. Guru, you've been here in the Bay.
In the U.
How many times with the Giants organization, and outside of Lincecum, Kane, Pablo, Bum, Buster Posey, how many times have we heard about the minor league players, the Gary Browns of the world, the Steven Duggars of the world, the Chris Strattons of the world? Like, the thing is, until they prove it at the major league level, we just don't know. And right now, I don't know if the Giants have the horses to build this quote-unquote culture for the future. I have no idea. We don't know whether or not they can build the bricks around Yaz and Dickerson and Solano or Jalen Davis. We just don't know yet. And that's why I don't... The culture right now is it's Farhan's world. It's an Excel spreadsheet. Do you really believe in that? Do baseball players around the league believe in that? We just saw last week after the first three games, how many players complained? How many players complained about, man, I don't even know my role. Man, why did I get pulled out so early? I mean, come on.
Bonte, everybody points to Lincecum and Kane. And yeah, those guys were awesome. They were unbelievable. But what about the other 19 to 22 guys on that roster? What about I got DFA'd in the middle of the season, Pat Burrell? What about I came here on a one-year deal, Aubrey Huff, and no one in baseball wanted me? I know that's a word no one wants to hear out there, but the dude was... had a great year. What about Juan Uribe, who was cast off from the Chicago White Sox, was thought as an afterthought.
Those are free agents.
Renteria, they signed
as
a free agent at the end of his career.
Those are free agent. I'm talking about minor leaguers here, coming up through the system here.
No,
those are free agents who had already proven they could play at a major league level. I'm talking about homegrown talent here.
Those guys are all had 1 foot out of baseball. Every single one of those guys had 1 foot out of baseball. It's the combination of the homegrown talent with the incubator that is, hey, come here and get that last chance. The Yastrzemski. Hey, Dickerson, we're going to give you that first opportunity. Hey, Solano, we actually believe in you. It's not about those guys being the centerpiece of an organization. It's about them being part of something bigger when all of these other guys come up. Like, that's what the culture building is about. It's not about winning a championship in 2020. It's about getting some positive vibes so that when Joey Bart comes up here, it's not a complete dumpster fire. That's what it's about. You don't want this guy being surrounded with no positivity.
So what's going to exude positive energy in the 2021, if they go, say, 23-37? Like, is that going to exude positivity? Or are you going to
get a playoff series? What if they get a playoff series, B?
That if they get a playoff series, then damn.
No, I'm just saying.
They get a playoff series, then I'll shut the heck up.
Money.
Yeah, but I was going to say, like, how are they losing? If they lose the way they did the first two games of the year, I'll move over to your side, and I'll say, this is really ugly. It's not look good. But if they lose a lot of one-run games because, hey, they just don't have a closer. Hey, they don't really have a setup guy. Well, that's a functionality of the roster's flawed. It's not the culture. It's they just need a couple of more guys. And we know this is the cycle down spot. So can you hover and battle and continue to not give up? That's the bigger thing for me.
And if you're Farhan, I don't care who you are, GM, looking at this makeover or do-over with the Giants, this is a big one, man. And what we're doing is taking the temperature of what we've seen through six games. And Yaz looks the part. Solano looks the part. But the reality is, fellas, if I had to sign my name on they're here to stay, I wouldn't do it yet. And that's what Farhan's watching. That's what the organization is watching on a daily basis. But it's bigger than that. Let's say you hit on those two. That's what about the seven other positions when you get rid of the Crawfords, the Longorias, the Belts, the Posies? We haven't even talked about that. But all I'm saying, Bonte Hill, is today, this beautiful Thursday morning, your team is 3-3 through six games. You got a game six tonight. Games. And you got, but they could be 0-6.
Can we get 15? Can we get through 15?
So, six games. So what are we supposed to talk about today? Yeah,
I guess, what are we supposed to talk about today?
I'm not saying we don't talk about last night's game. I'm not saying we don't talk about that at all. But just put some perspective on it. It's six games. It's six games, and we're talking about culture, bricks, this and that. What if they go off and rattle off 12 straight losses? What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the culture again? Come on, culture.
Butch or I mentioned that nobody even said that's worth to that point. Exactly. So either six one of games, us is saying the culture.
And I can't
good.
Be
you don't
critical
even got
of this team.
Team.
Look at their run differential.
I just think you're being
and I know we don't even. And I don't even like run differential. Yeah. Let's just be honest here. Can they really compete with the big boys? We're going to find out soon. We're going to find out soon.
They just did with the Dodgers. They just did with the Dodgers. They just did.
And the reality.
So, like, that's if we're going off of that, then yes, they just did go toe to toe with the Dodgers.
And the reality is, you don't got to be a big boy like you used to in 162 to get in with these new playoff spots. So can you maintain? Mm-hmm. Can you avoid getting swept? Maybe instead of losing 7-10, you lose 4-10. B, it's what those other teams and models I'm watching, like, okay, what you say, Butch? Why not the Giants to get in the offs?
We've been wandering in the desert for so long. If I see a mirage and it helps me get to my destination through the sand a little quicker, well, then I'll cling to that mirage. Like, again, give me a beacon of hope. I just don't understand why you got to be so negative on it. Yeah, okay.
And nobody's being negative.
I would love those.
Nobody. I'm just not going to take my pom-poms out and throw on eye black over game number six. It's a great story. They came back. But I'm
not
sitting
here
with my Giants underwear on saying, we're going to make it to the playoffs after six games. How is that being negative?
When that ball went in McCovey Cove, did you not jump up and get it? Because Twitter was showing that you got excited.
I pumped my fist and got excited, but I wasn't trying playoffs. You guys are talking about why not us? The night before, you're talking about, man, this team, can they even get through 60? What is it going to look like? 24 hours later, the whole mindset's changed. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I stay the course. That's not being negative.
Did the Niners build culture when they were going 0-9?
How did that culture look when they were 0-9?
Everybody
said,
I'm asking you.
It's ugly.
Oh, I'm asking
you. The culture didn't get built until after the season.
Organized chaos.
Until Jimmy Garoppolo got there. When they were 0-9, after that Philadelphia game, it was doom and gloom out here. It was ugly. It was awful. It was trash. Nobody believed
it.
Yeah,
but now that you have the
Brian
perspective
Hoyer,
of the winning.
John Lynch, and after that, and don't forget, they had just drafted Solomon Thomas in the first round and Reuben Foster. It got the foundation that was laid, got off to a very rocky start. Again, they started winning games. I'll give the Niner players credit for not quitting on Kyle Shanahan. I give them credit. But that culture crap doesn't mean anything unless you win freaking ball games. And there's a text line. Here's a text for the 510. The A's were fighting every damn day in the 70s, and they still three-peated. That culture, they all said it was toxic. They still won. Culture is the most overrated, clingy buzzword in sports today. It drives me crazy.
And I literally did pregame with you for every 49er game, and we all agreed the established culture started in 2017. That's when it started, when they started to buy into Kyle Shanahan. Just because you're in the middle of a rainstorm doesn't mean the rainbow's not going to be there the next morning.
Dude,
all right?
It started with
we
Jimmy
might
Garoppolo
be in the middle of the rainstorm, but it's starting, okay? Get on board, B. It's okay if you can't see it.
No,
I can see it. Guru can see it. We're visionaries. Carl Yastrzemski can see it. I mean, you can't.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. You guys come on here talking playoffs after six games. I'm not doing that.
No,
I want to see it play out. I want to see what's wrong with seeing it play out. Game
playoffs.
Can they just win a series? Can they just win a series for crying out loud? Seriously.
You do understand, and we talked about it. There is not 162 games. So we already discussed this. No matter what team you were, if you could play 2 months of okay baseball, and with the rule that jumped off, that was just implemented on opening day, teams that thought maybe, you know what, this is not going to be the year. Now, that could be a positive for the Giants. They got to do their own. But Bonte Hill, right now, you don't have to do this, but it's not against the law for me to see who is the last wild card team in Major League Baseball. And Butch, today it's the San Francisco Giants.
Oh my,
they got a game today. They're going to have one tomorrow. Those are called standings. That's all.
You're looking at the playoff picture six games in?
When they allow me to do it. The map doesn't say you got to wait to two more weeks. I mean, why not?
The Guru Manual. The Guru Manual. No, I mean, come on. Get Bonte's in on this.
But Steiny rubbing off on him. Because I'm not doing anything to stop what Farhan's watching and the Giants showing up to the yard on a daily basis are. I'm just telling you, when you thought it was going to be ugly, it may not be as ugly, B. And if somehow they backdoor their way into a playoff series, to me, that would be the World Series. You could get swept in three games. The fact that you got to get on TV when some other teams went home, that's a win.
Bonte, help me.
If it bottoms out, let's just say, okay, wow, B, God. And they go on this stretch that you've been talking about on the schedule, and they lose a bunch of games, well, maybe they could fight, and guys are still looking good, and you'll be able to move some pieces, like you did last year with Drew Pomeranz, like you did last year with Sam Dyson. Like, that's how this team got a couple of the pieces that they have now. That's how you continue to build. That's how you continue to tinker with the roster. Like, it's the long-term approach. Yes, in the interim, I'm excited, I'm happy. Do I think they're a champion? Hell no. But I'm having fun, and I'm optimistic, especially after being quarantined for 6 months.
It couldn't hurt.
Well, here's the thing. I brought up long-term, and you guys all rolled your eyes at me. Talk about long-term. I'm saying long-term, who do they have on this roster that they could build off of? We named two guys.
I gave you that point.
Yes. Yaz and Dickerson,
you won
maybe.
That.
Maybe Solano,
you won
who's 32.
That, B. So, right.
But we're
what
talking
does that
about
got
a
to
culture
do with the 60-game
about guys
season?
Who are not even – we're talking about
see,
a culture about guys
culture.
Who are not even going to be here two years from now.
Right.
A lot of and these guys are not even going to be here.
Right. Those words came out of my mouth. But why are you worried about the future and not enjoying the now? You got that. We hope Helen can see it's bleak on the horizon, the future. We're talking about this season and the fact that you got 54 left, B. You could pull something.
We're talking about this season and one freaking game. They walked it off yesterday, six games in. I'm looking ahead to see if they could just win a damn series. You guys come in here talking about playoffs and why not us?
No,
I tell you why not us.
You're looking ahead talking about fixtures. You're looking ahead talking about five. Who do they got? We're not worried about that right now. We got to let these guys play to find out who's going to be a part of the future.
I'm not looking at a damn playoff picture six games into the season. We just got to the weak checkmark of Major League Baseball.
At game seven of a 60-game season, son.
Exactly.
You're looking at game seven tonight, but you're the one. These words are coming out of your mouth. How many fixtures do they got for the future? Well, they're deciding that right now, B.
You're
so
talking
why
about
are you
playoff pictures six
so
games
why
in.
Why are you turning the chair? We're talking about the 60-game season.
You're talking
season,
about playoff pictures
54.
Six games in. I look at the standings, and I see the Giants at 3-3. They're in a wild card hunt. Are you crazy? Are you crazy
that's
right
as,
now? Talking
what
about
I'm
the
saying,
wild card,
B, that's as crazy as you saying how many pieces do they got moving forward.
You think Farhan looks at this team and believes they can win? Farhan's thinking about, how do I build this roster? How do I find guys on this roster so when the payroll is shed in 2022 and 2023, who can I roll with? That's what this year's about.
That's not going to be answered overnight, Bonte. It's not going to be answered in tonight's game.
I understand that, Guru. I understand that. But
so why you have the water hose on the 3-3 record? Why are you spraying the flames out on the 3-3 record?
Going into the bottom of the eighth inning, that team was dead. All right? That team was freaking dead in the water. No excitement whatsoever. Hell, I saw his post yesterday. Can we check out Chasky? He's only tweeted twice in the last hour. I even took time off saying, you know what? I'm going to slut out the tweets a little bit. They're getting beat 6-2. So I'm sorry if I'm not jumping for joy. It's a great game. It's a great story. I love it. I love it all. But I'm not looking. I'm not talking. Man, if the playoffs started today, the Giants would be in it. They are 6 games in.
It's sports, man. I'm just happy it's back, and I'm excited, and I'm optimistic. Right. I've been so negative for so long. Like, I just need any glimmer of hope.
You know it.
And that's where I'm at. Like, I get it. It sounds irrational. I understand. I probably sound completely insane, but can I just enjoy the moment and enjoy where they're at and just dream? Can a boy dream a little? Can't he just dream and just hypotheticals and just go through what might be? What if they overachieve?
Hypotheticals.
My late mother, Daisy Mae Butcher, said, if you don't have a dream, son, you're not living. And you got the right to do that. And the 4-12 Niners, nobody in their right mind knew they were going to go to the Super Bowl. But nobody, I get it, B. What you're saying, I don't know what you think I'm saying. I'm giving you the manual of all a Giant fan can do is root for a win tonight. On the way to 60 games, you got 54 left. And if I say right now, oh, let me do some math. Who's the last? Oh, it's the Giants. You're 3-3. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? I'm not changing my life. I'm just watching the game, B.
Playoffs.
I love you. Sorry, man.
I love you.
What am I doing wrong with that?
To go full circle. To go full circle, Masterpiece Grandma told him there's no limit to the dreaming, and that's where the whole thing came from. All right? There's no limit to my optimism, Dante. All right? It's okay.
I know that. Oh, I know. I know. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by
Performance
Safeway.
Performance art today, boys.
We'll talk about the culture.
We'll talk about the playoff picture. If the playoffs ended today, the Giants will be in the Major League Baseball playoffs. That's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, plus your phone calls, 888-957-9570. I need a mimosa, and it's all sponsored by Safeway.
I need a mimosa.
Now, back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's that?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Let's get a telly.
The great Jim Moore
Senior. Why did they play that?
I wonder why. Hey, why, Goo. Playoffs? What?
B.
Oh, man. Look. You guys are killing me. Hey, I love you
guys.
Hey,
look. I love you, B. I love you, Daryl. I mean this sincerely. That was just remove emotion for a second. Was that not one of the best Giants wins in the last 3 or 4 years?
Got my vote.
It was a great win.
And unexpected. Win.
Exactly. So how can you not be juiced today? How can you not be juiced today? I mean, come on, man. The sun is shining bright today, man. Even though it's foggy here in the sun.
Pretty cool.
And by the way, it's foggy here in the Richmond district too.
You act like I'm in the neighborhoods and at the shopping centers putting up flyers, Giants playoffs. It's not that. It's just you're having fun and you're dreaming with the okay, great start. That's all.
Guru, I've worked with you for over a year. I know how you get down. You're the same guy the other day who just put a bottle on the Giants making the playoffs. So I
maybe that's
look, and I'll pull it for you,
from.
Man. If you win that bottle, I know. You bet a bottle on the Giants making the playoffs. So I know you're excited about it. And this season, Grey Goose, Ciroc. You drink Ciroc. Hey, Shasky, you want to call me a dude? You talk about being a billboard hopper or whatnot, Ciroc. Let me make sure. You know what?
Yeah.
Ciroc's good. I'm not sure if they're a sponsor.
Yeah, it could
or not,
be a sponsor. Be a potential sponsor, man. Learn from Uncle Town.
Exactly.
There you go.
You guys have always said you might love Ciroc. So.
There you go.
Stay tuned.
There you go. Grisham hit that 3-run homer. Grisham hit that 3-run homer yesterday, and he cracked it. He hit it to the arcade in the top of the fourth inning, and I was like, this is going to get ugly. This is going to get real ugly. And the Giants just kept battling. That guy, Tyler Anderson, you know, we didn't talk about him enough. He kept them in the game, and it was rocky there. He gave up 4 hits. There were 6 base runners on. But, man, he battled yesterday to keep the Giants in the game.
Hey, Butch, did he balk a couple times, though? I got to keep it real. On those pickoffs, when your foot comes towards home plate, you can't throw to the – that's just how I grew up watching baseball.
Hey.
He picked him off, but I'm like, so that could have been a balk,
move.
Man.
It's the three-quarter move. There's a lot of lefties that try to get away with that, the three-quarter move. And it's – hey, it's a good one. Pablo put a good snap tag on that thing. I mean, he had a couple of guys.
Tatis Jr.
But this,
Tatis Jr. Got him in a helmet.
But you want to go deep inside super baseball here, but this is the truth. It's because the Giants' catching situation defensively is not good. And so every single guy who gets on base thinks, I could steal to go to second. Man. We haven't seen this because of Buster Posey and how prolific he is as a base a guy who knocks off base stealers. Like, you're seeing what's going on. Guys get on first base. They automatically want to steal. Will Myers did it the night before. You see Tatis licking his chops trying to steal second base. And so that little hesitation, I call it the three-quarter move or the 45-degree move from the lefty. I mean, it works. It works. Yeah. It's real nice. So, look, I love the way the Giants battle. And this guy, Anderson, I mean, look, he was a Rocky last year. He struggled. He wasn't very good. I didn't think he was going to be anything.
Yep.
You know, but this, again, this goes back to you're just rolling the dice and you're seeing who's a keeper, who's not. And again, if he's not a keeper for the long term, maybe he's a keeper until we get to the deadline and then I can move him for something. Right. Like last year, you traded Sam Dyson, you got Jalen Davis. Don't you want to crack at a guy like Jalen Davis just to see what he's got? Like,
absolutely.
There's nothing lost there. There's nothing
lost
there.
That's where it's at. That's what it's about.
We talked about that all trading deadline. Guru, I know we were watching the highlights of Jalen Davis last year hit the light towers in the minor leagues for the Minnesota Twins. We're excited about Dubon. We're excited about Jalen Davis. I want to see Jalen Davis get a lot more reps here. He's trying to get better at the plate. You know, let him play through it. Let him play through it. Let's go to 211 in Fremont. 211, what's happening, man? Good afternoon. Oh, he just dropped.
See you later.
211 just dropped. See you later, 211.
Dan, it's gone.
Can I ask you guys a question about the park itself? I want to ask you specifically about how the fence in center field with the bullpen and everything, how it looks aesthetically. Because I just want your opinion.
It.
Both of you guys are old school Giants, watchers, observers, fans. You love the stadium like I do. Is it better or worse than you thought?
It is by far better than I thought, Monte. I mean, I'm all in. And like I said, it's hitter friendly now. The days of the balls dying because of these changes. I love it. And I think it's giving the Giants confidence. I know you're going to laugh. Hey, Guru's been a couple games only, but it's giving them confidence that no lead is insurmountable. And that's what we saw last night. And I swear to you, as I ate my spaghetti, I went to grate some cheese to put it on there because I like the cheese on the spaghetti. I saw the ball go over. I go, oh, that was just a rerun. You know, that's a – it was the actual home run. Yaz is homer. I'm like, oh, they're showing a highlight. Okay, let me see. Is it bat? And then it's out of here. So I love it. It looks good. And I'm just – I'm excited, man. The ballpark is – the ball's flying different out of there.
It is flying. It is flying. But you know what? I like the bullpens in the outfield. First of all, outfielders can just run. They don't got to worry about that hill out there in left and right field. Nobody's going to get injured out there. It's definitely safer. And I like watching the bullpen guys. When the Padres hit that three-run homer, you see the bullpen, you see the relievers of the Padres going crazy there in right center, and then left center Solano hits it. You see the Giants relievers going crazy. And I didn't realize how cool it was to see bullpens, like guys throwing to the bullpen, until I went to Camden Yards at Citizens Bank Park. You could go out there to the outfield and watch these guys just pop the catcher's mitt, and they're just throwing gas right there.
Oh,
and Giants fans, when they allow fans back into the stadium, hopefully next season, you're going to be able to watch these relievers just throw heat there in the bullpen, and it's going to be a really cool fan experience to watch the bullpens right there in the outfield. I love the new look at Oracle Park.
Right.
At Petco, you know, you can kind of lean over and you can like talk smack to the other team. So I imagine since it's in the dead center field, you got bleachers on the left and on that right center side, like you're going to be able to lean over and really give it to these Dodger players, give it to these Padre bullpenners. And more than anything, guys, I just, in my mind, I didn't know how they were going to pull it off. I didn't know if it was going to ruin the integrity of how the park looks, how the park plays. I think it's subtly perfect. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I was adamantly against it, and I'm wrong. Again, B, we talk about changing your opinion as time goes on.
No,
I was wrong. Like, I was absolutely wrong.
The ball straight
really
in the field when you saw it drop where it did. That is like, it's like a golf ball. I'm all for it, man.
And
like this
and look, They had it 3 feet, I believe, 3.5 feet, or 6 feet. They raised it to 10 feet, right? They basically have the wall now up to 10 feet. Crowley tweeted that out, our buddy Kerry Crowley. So, look, they're adjusting on the fly. I love the way it looks. I thought I was going to hate it, and I absolutely love it right now. Like, it looks really, really good. It presents well. It looks like it's been there the whole time.
And it does real quick, look good. Monte,
it does look great.
I don't know, hashtag random, the top three parks for me, Oracle One, PNC, and Petco, which I've never been to. It sounds like you two have watched the game there. It looks Petco's beautiful sick. On TV, man. It looks crazy I'm not on a, TV.
Petco.
You're not a Petco fan?
Petco is cool. Petco's cool because if you stay down there in the Gaslamp District, you can take a scooter down, you can walk down. I like the statue game, of Tony though, Gwynn in the outfield.
Yeah. They got the sand in center where the kids play, and it looks like old Candlestick a little bit to where you can get
I'm not the biggest Petco fan.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest Petco fan. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because he didn't get a media credential. He wasn't allowed in that press box, so of course he's going to look down on it. I mean, duh.
217.
You don't like dogs. I spit some good chicken. I spent some good chicken, on those tickets down there in San Diego. Yeah, I spent some good chicken down there with the Petco Park, and it was okay. It was okay.
Crispy I liked it.
It was okay.
But on TV, it looks
good. I like
good,
Camden
man.
Better.
TV, it looks great.
I like Camden Yards. I like Camden Yards better. Citizens Bank Park wasn't bad. I wouldn't put it above Petco.
Have we found out what's in those buildings at Camden? Also. In right field, what are those apartments? Business
warehouse?
Do we know what's
it's like a warehouse?
Meat packing plant. I thought that's like
shout out to Del Monte
district. You know.
And you know another stadium that wasn't bad. Real quick, another stadium that wasn't bad. People are gonna laugh at me. Ballroots Park had energy. They got rid of the stupid statue in center field. That was terrible. But they had the Clevelander
down
there.
They get a new one every 5 years.
Going to the club.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll see. They changed the up Marlins Park big time. I mean, they took away a lot of the color that they had in that outfield. And yes, the Clevelander with the dancing and the club going on. They got the big wall of bobbleheads out there where they got every single bobblehead that's like ever been out. But I feel bad for the city of Miami because they got fleeced on that stadium deal. So I just look at that stadium a little different.
They did.
But I've been to Fenway. I've seen those. I know it's underrated.
I've been to
and
Wrigley.
No one talks about it. Watching a game at the Oakland Coliseum on a sunny day is pretty damn good, man. You sit out there, doesn't matter where you're at, on a sunny day.
What about
day,
pre-Mount
it presents
Davis?
Pretty well.
What about pre-Mount Davis? Our childhood.
Oh, it was way better.
You could see
way
the
better.
Oakland Hills, Bonte.
Yeah,
there was way beautiful. Raider, man.
During the pandemic, they were replaying the 89 World Series, NBC the 89
man.
World Series.
I missed it.
It was happening out there in Oakland, man. Those hills, it looked beautiful. They had the grass out there, the outfield. Really cool. Really cool. Stadiums I'm down on, just real quick, since we're on the subject of stadiums. I know it's hashtag random. The new Yankee Stadium, it is so damn sterile. Also, Citi Field. It just looks like they just put some things together. It is. It's not a cool stadium.
They're bothering
like
them, Butch. Wow, the two New York stadiums.
Well, what's funny is I went out to Fenway. This is in 07. Giants played the Red Sox. And I was so juiced up. I mean, it was fun. I mean, it really was. It was awesome. But I couldn't get over just – how flawed it was when it comes to the concession stands. Like back when they made those stadiums, none of those things were in consideration. I remember the first time I went to Oracle, it was Pac Bell at the time, and I was blown away. You could order food and watch the game still. Like you couldn't leave your eyes off of the actual field because of the way they situated the concession stands. And it just blew my mind. And now every single stadium has it that way. My boys have been to Houston. They went to Colorado. They say those are two very underrated places as well.
Really
I've heard
cool.
that as well. I heard it just for watching. I heard Colorado's pretty sweet.
Another podcast,
talking
Giants
here.
Stadiums.
3-3. Stadium. We could go about that all day long.
Rap, yes.
Giants are 3-3. Giants are 3-3. They take out the Padres to finish up a 3-game series against the pesky Padres. Look, that's a big game. You can win this series. You're 4-3. You play Texas. You got to build up wins before this road trip. You got to build. If they're going to be serious, and if they're going to be serious about making the playoffs, you got to win these series coming up here. And how they manage the pitching staff, I think today's going to be a weird game. I think it's going to be a weird one for the Giants. You're going to see all kinds of pitchers. You're going to see Sean Anderson in there. You're going to see Tyler Rogers probably again. You're going to see Trevor Gott try to save it. You got to – the way for the Giants to win, and I'll look at it like this. I think for them to compete and actually compete for a playoff spot this season, they got to muck up the game. Muck it up. You know,
so
if there's
like
an opener –
yeah.
This is how you got to do it. When you have, when you're not as talented as, say, the Dodgers or the Padres on paper, or even the Colorado Rockies on paper, you got to buck it up, right, Butch? I think you got to buck this stuff up.
Yeah, but at the same time here, and like, this is kind of my key for Kapler throughout the year and Farhan, because I think they go hand in hand. Communication. How are you communicating with these guys? Are you letting them know what their exact role is going to be? Like, whenever you talk about the Red Sox a couple years ago, or even the Houston Astros, or the Dodgers when they got to the World Series, the Nationals last year, every single manager, after they win the AL or NLCS, they go, well, what's the key of working this entire roster? Well, communication, you know? Every single day, every one of the guys knew exactly what their role was on any given day. And it's just really hard when you don't have clearly defined roles right now. You don't really have an ace, even though Cueto by default is the number one pitcher. He's not an ace. You don't really have a closer. I know Gott is by default. He ain't no closer. And you don't really have a setup, man. It's kind of matchup dependent. There's just a lot of unknowns, and you're going a lot with the hot hand. And the only problem with the opener, and I like the thought process, I like the philosophy, six guys could pitch well, right, if you're playing the matchups. But if one guy gets shelled, it doesn't matter that the other five guys played really well, because that one guy kind of screws up the chain of command there and the game's out of control. You saw that happen in the very first game of the year against the Dodgers when Danny Jimenez went out there and couldn't throw a strike. So, but it's, I like the thought process, and I think the only way for them to win is to get cute and is to think outside the box, because they don't have the horses.
Yeah, because I look at the Rays, Bonte and Shasky, and they got an abundance of arms. And I understand that's how the manager wants to use them, by pinning. But I thought, and I'm asking you two now, through six games, have we changed our viewpoint on this bullpen? Because it was not supposed to be a strength. So you got Cueto and Shark, and I don't know how much longer you got that. But I'd like to see Gausman, because right now he's penciled in to start. I'd like to I think he got one inning, if I'm correct, the last time out.
Right.
Give me three innings of him, if it's not Nightmare on Elm Street. Because at the end day, if you want to move some of these dudes – And that's not, you know, you don't got an abundance of arms. I don't want to see the pennant all the time, but I do understand it throws a monkey wrench in it. But what if you got a guy that's got good stuff that night and you only let him do 30 or 25 pitches? It's like, really? Should you let him get to 50 or 60? I'm just saying, because guys do have nights, you know?
It's a feel thing. It's a feel thing for Kapler and Zaidi. And again, they play the numbers a lot. You know, they probably don't want that pitcher to see the lineup a second time around, because the numbers may say this guy a second time around, batters start to touch him up. So maybe they're playing the percentages there with some of their guys. And the bullpenning thing, look, these guys are going to go through their bumps and bruises. Tyler Rogers is going to go through his bumps and bruises. Hell, he may already have down at Dodger Stadium. Sean Anderson yesterday giving up the 3-run bomb. He's going to go through. Man. I thought he had closer stuff on Sunday night. And then he gives up the 3-run bomb yesterday. So they're all going to go through their bumps and bruises. But I think the guy they're going to move in at bullpen is Tony Watson. Tony Watson could probably get you the most when you consider all the arms down there in the bullpen, a veteran who could probably help a contender, lefty specialist. Tony Watson's probably going to be the guy who's not on this roster come deadline time.
Yeah, but the only question I have on Tony Watson is, and you say lefty specialist, when you have to face a minimum of three batters, does that devalue what another team would normally, you know, see in him, right? That's why the Dodgers went lefty-righty, basically in every single game. They didn't want to give one of the lefty specialists an opportunity to face Bellinger and Seager back-to-back, you know what I mean? Or Muncy, Seager, Bellinger back-to-back. So that's the only thing. I think Watson still does have value. You're right, though, B. It's a monitoring day-to-day, seeing who's hot, playing the hands. Is your arm sore? How you feeling? The guy I'm most like encouraged about, if we're talking about the entire pitching staff as a whole, the guy I'm most encouraged about right now, Logan Webb. I mean, I just didn't see that performance. I didn't see that coming. And I don't know if he could build on that. I don't know if it's an outlier, but you have to feel good about that, young man. If you're asking right now, that was the best start of the year.
And real quick, I got to ask you this, Bonte, because you said you quit tweeting, and I was excited about Cueto's first performance, Shasky, but when it was 6-2, and the way that it was 6-2, you just felt like this game's over, and Cueto didn't take that next step that I thought he was going to take with the shimmy.
Right.
Padres, 65 pitches, 0-2. And to get 11 outs. I mean, I believe that's how many he recorded. But my point is, you felt down. I did for Giant fans. Yeah. Like, okay,
you know
this
what?
Is their quote-unquote ace, and they come back and get off the mat. But Cueto, I gave him a C, man. That wasn't the best
you know
performance
what?
We've seen from him.
This is may this outs. May just be who Johnny Cueto is in 2020. This mm-hmm. It just may be who he is. Velocity's a little down. The breaky stuff looks good, but you notice even at a Dodgers game and last night, he threw 87 pitches last night. The Padres made him work. And Cueto, I don't think he trusts his velocity, so he's a bit of a nibbler now. He looks like he nibbles.
Oh,
he
tries to get cute
with his shimmy and all that stuff. And, you know, he threw an 0-2 pitch. He was up 0-2 on Machado. Left it high. And I think the thing with Samardzija and Cueto over the last two nights, they leave balls in the zone a lot. It is just right there on a tee for these batters, man. So it just may be who Johnny Cueto is. It's 2020.
Well, and we've been obsessing about Joey Bart and all the position players, the everyday players. They do have a couple random arms. I don't know if we're going to see them. I mean, I'm highly doubtful. But let's just say, do we see Sean Gelly or Seth Corey or any of these guys, Santos, these guys I've been hearing about? Like, well, I would love to see if these youngsters can get a couple of opportunities. It might not be early in the season, but maybe midway through, you need to send some guys in just because guys' arms are getting tired. Again, you can't go bullpenning the entire year. Eventually, you're going to hit the wall, and you're going to need some replacements. So I don't know if any of these young guys can contribute. Where's Derek Rodriguez? Is he ever coming back? Well, like, is he just a lost cause?
What happened to him, man?
I don't know.
Was that a fluke? Was it more of a fluke for Derek Rodriguez? Because last year just didn't. Boy, it didn't look good. It didn't look good. And
I will humble you, man.
And don't forget, a lot of those guys, they aren't Farhan's guys. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
They're not Farhan's guys. And we see it all across sports. Wow. Where a GM comes in, a new manager comes in and says, you know what? This is the last regime. He doesn't really fit my style. And so that's been the big question mark with Joey Bart, you know, because quote unquote, Farhan didn't draft him. He didn't draft him, so there's a lot of people skeptical about whether or not Joey Bart will be a long-time Giant. I hope so. I like what I've seen so far. But Derek Rodriguez, Suarez, they don't look
Connor
like
Menez.
They
I don't like Connor Menez.
Connor Menez had a good outing the other day, but
I'm a little with you on him, too. But I'm skeptical on him. That's all. I'm skeptical. You want to talk about nibbling? Yeah. He's a nibbler. I mean, he's over there.
Oh, my
that's
Lord.
The worst thing you can do. The hitters know you nibbling. They know it's a softball when you come over.
Look, and the great thing about sports, and I'm excited, the NBA is going to be back tonight. We're going to get a doubleheader. Jazz and Pelicans.
Wow, Lakers, Butch.
Clippers. Let's go. Lakers-Clippers.
Dude, we got Lakers-Clippers on one screen. We got that on one screen. We got Giants-Padres on the other screen. And you know the gamblers are loving life if the gamblers haven't already been cleaned out a week into the season.
Don't sleep on my San Jose Earthquakes, bro. I mean, they are.
What are they?
What channel are they on?
ESPN. What channel are they on? Quake Fever. All right, let's go.
I just missed it. How do I not know? Who is that?
Earthquakes
That's
are balling.
That's one of my favorite players.
Earthquakes are balling.
What's the first name?
I don't even know. I just know him as Vodka. Oh. He's really good in the video game, too.
No, I'm not. I was just wanted to know. I'm like, I'm going to know a name. I love him.
Vodka. That's my guy.
Guru. Guru. You want to know names? You forget the names 5 minutes later.
Well, true.
You know you're not. You know names are not your thing.
Well, you got me there.
Oh, wow.
I love you, man.
I don't know why I'm kind of upset with that, B. I'm like,
I don't know why I had to give you that one, Guru.
Hey,
you guys
Guru,
made me mad earlier.
Ad.
I had to get you back.
Yeah, that's
That's what he does during, like, tournament time for the NCAA. He'll drop one or two boys, Vaco and Wondolowski and them boys. Or he'll name the coach.
No disrespect whatsoever.
Like name the coach, right.
You know?
I love that.
You know, hey.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to download don't forget to download the radio.com app. Search 95.7 The Game and add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work. Use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Carl Yastrzemski. He joined us at 11 a.m. We're going to play some cuts from that interview coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. You can also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. How excited are you about these Giants? They're scrapping. They're plucking. They're 3-3, trying to win the series tonight against the San Diego Padres. First pitch at 6:45. The pregame, the Bay Area Baseball Show will lead you up into it. Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy. John Dickinson.
How you like doing it, Butch?
I respect
that. How you like doing the Bay Area Baseball Show?
I absolutely love it. It's a lot of fun. Look, I love baseball, and so I love talking about the Giants on an everyday basis. Yeah. It's so much fun to me. Like, honestly, like, I love baseball. It's been a great companion for me and my family throughout the years. Like, my dad's texting me all through the game. My brother's texting me. Hey. Grandpa's watching.
Me
like,
and
Giants
Pop's
baseball,
talking Facebook. Me and your dad.
I know. That's my dog. He says it. Hey. It's a religion. It's Giants baseball is a religion. Hey. All right?
That's crazy.
Tell you what. Let me tell you what. I kind of want your pops to call in, Joe Shasky, because he is. Oh, I watched a game with Shasky Friday, Guru. We're watching Giants-Dodgers. His dad is literally giving him the play-by-play and is going irate. I thought
that was
a bad
one to watch,
you were
too,
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a rough one.
Stay tuned.
That's where I sent out the tweet. I lost my mind watching that damn game. I wish I could delete that one. 888-957-9570. More coming up.
Pivot.
Shasky in for Steiny. Guru's here. Bonte's here. Joe Spinotti, Kyle. The boys are here leading up to DRK coming up at 2 o'clock. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on the other side. Plus, get into some Carl Yastrzemski sound coming up here on BSNG. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.